Listening Library presents The Princess Diaries, Volume 7, Hardy Princess, by Meg Cabot. Read for you by Clea Lewis. The spirit and will of any child would have been entirely humbled and broken by the changes she has had to submit to. But upon my word, she seems as little subdued as if she were a princess. A Little Princess, Frances Hodgson Burnett. From the desk of Her Royal Highness, Princess Emilia Mignonette Grimaldi Thermopolis Rinaldo. Dear Dr. Carl Jung, I realize that you will never read this letter, primarily because you are dead. But I feel compelled to write it anyway because a few months ago, during a particularly trying period in my life, a nurse told me I needed to be more verbal about my feelings. I know writing a letter to a dead person isn't exactly being verbal, but my situation is such that there are very few people I can actually talk to about my problems, mostly because those people are the ones causing my problems. The truth is, Dr. Jung, I have been striving for 15 3/4 years for self-actualization. You remember self-actualization, right? I mean, you should. You invented it. The thing is, every time I think I have self-actualization on the horizon, something comes along to mess it all up. Like this whole princess thing. I mean, just when I thought I couldn't possibly become a bigger freak, pow, it turns out that I'm also a princess.